Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Did you know that the Doritos company has actually beamed advertisements into outer space to get the extraterrestrials to buy their Doritos? Is that a bold new venture, as they claim? Or is that losing touch with reality, direction, deluding themselves with a method that has no promise? Jesus asks us to do some advertising, sharing the gospel. But when he does it, in our text, he shows us that he gives us a real direction, a real method, and a very real promise. Verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations." The directive is make disciples as you're going. It's not a command that, you know, this group has to go to Ecuador and this group to China and that group to India. No, wherever you're going, as you're going in life, make disciples by sharing the gospel. Now that sharing the gospel is also to include a life that's reflecting our loving obedience to Jesus, shown in these words when Jesus says, "Teaching them to observe what I have commanded you." So Jesus' direction for us is that as we're going through life, we are to be reflecting His unselfish love as we also share the gospel. But too easily, you and I act like we're trying to sneak into heaven without anybody recognizing that we're followers of Jesus, don't we? They might make fun of us. They'll ignore me anyway, we may think. But a life reflecting that unconditional love of Jesus will be recognized by some people. And they'll say, "Look at how they love Jesus." So don't waste your efforts on trying to find some unknown object in outer space. Share the love of Jesus with those who are around you. But maybe we think that I'm just too sinful. Nobody would listen to me anyway. Well, it is always a good time for us to improve the manner in which we are reflecting Jesus' love. But let's also recognize that finally, this method that Jesus now prescribes is not about me or my life. It's about baptizing and teaching them about Jesus, about what He has done. And that is not absurd, like beaming ads to the extraterrestrials. What Jesus has done is something to call all people's attention to. He's done it for them. He's done the amazing in dying for our sins and rising for our eternal, everlasting life. It's true that we may often feel like we don't know what to say, or be afraid. But Jesus, for that purpose, gathers us around His Word. That's one of the reasons we need to daily gather around His Word like we do here in chapel. Jesus prepared His disciples for ministry by gathering them around God's Word and renewing them in it. So, to this day, it's Jesus that is gathering us here around His Word. He promises to be with us, renewing us then to go and tell others what we have seen and heard. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, worship and sharing the gospel, advertising the gospel, are intertwined. We gather to thank Jesus for his love. Renewed in that love, we want to tell others the great things Jesus has done for me. And when they perceive the great things that he has done for them, they want to join us in thanking Jesus for his love. You know, I bet you, every one of you students, when your favorite group or vocalist comes out with a new song that you just love, invite your friends to listen to it. So invite your friends to listen to the melody of Jesus' love. Share a Bible passage that's touched you. Encourage them in their walk with Jesus. Share the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. But do we feel that, I just can't do this. It's not for me. I can't share the gospel. You know, Moses was also overwhelmed with the task of bringing Israel out of Egypt. And everything he tried seemed to backfire. But the Lord I Am, in his time and way, through Moses, did bring Israel out of Egypt with such power that the Egyptians gave away their treasures and the Red Sea opened before them. Joshua was overwhelmed by those walls of Jericho. Looking at them, he felt that everything that he could throw against those walls would be fruitless. They were insurmountable. But the Lord I Am, in his time and way, through Joshua, brought those walls tumbling down. And so he has promised to work through you. Sharing the gospel is not the empty vanity of beaming ads into outer space, because Jesus has sandwiched his directive to us between his authority and his promise. Verse 18, all authority is given to me. Verse 20, I am with you. And that's the promise that can open the seas, that can bring the walls that we face tumbling down. And so Jesus says, share that gospel with confidence in him. Yes, for he promises that even though we may not see all the results we'd like, his word will never return to him void. And when you and I are gathered with all the believers around the throne of Christ, won't it be wonderful to hear someone say, it was you who invited me here. Your encouragement helped me stay on the right course. So advertise the gospel, share the gospel, show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 283.